Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, people. What's going on? I hope this finds you all in a good space, and if not, I hope it puts you in one. I am Ray Younger. This is the Talking Gorilla Podcast. First and foremost, I just want to say happy holidays to each and every one of you out there. I hope you're enjoying your holiday with much needed, much deserved, and much earned downtime. Just enjoying great food, great laughs with great people. Keeping things short, sweet, straight to the point today. It's nearly 2019, people. 2018, we just have a few hours left of it. Whether you're ready for it or you're not, it is here. And as that clock is slowly ticking towards 2019, I hope you all are making the time to reflect on your year of 2018. When I say reflect, I do mean looking at your wins, your losses, and every single thing that's in between that. So that's examining your lessons, your areas of opportunity, the weaknesses you have, just your growth, people, your 2018 as a whole. Ask yourself if you are happy with where you are and if you are happy with where you are headed. As that new year is rolling in, it seems to be the popular phrase that I'm sure many of you have heard, maybe even have said, new year, new me, right? New year, new me. Sounds cool, sounds great, but how many of you are really living those words? How many of you are still carrying dead weight of a previous year into the new year? Let's be completely honest, completely transparent with ourselves here. A new year does not mean that when that clock strikes 12, you magically just are improved, the better version of yourself, right? So because we know that is not the way that works, what have you done in the year of 2018 to ensure your success for 2019? On a day-to-day basis, 86,400 seconds in a day. On a day-to-day basis, what have you done in 2018 to ensure your future successes? Let's dig a little deeper on that. Not too far. I want to make sure you guys can get back to here, enjoying your holiday, enjoying your family and your friends and everybody, but a little bit deeper. As we're waiting for the new year to come in, or not waiting, but let's say we're preparing for this new year to come in, 2019, we're preparing for it, right? It makes me wonder why the talk of change is ever popular when each waking moment we have an opportunity to make decisions that change our life as we know it. 86,400 seconds. Remember that, right? So maybe you've been avoiding a conversation with a loved one or a colleague that may be uncomfortable. It might be somewhat painful. Procrastinating writing a paper for school that's due very soon. Or maybe you're just not happy with that figure that you see staring back at you when you wake up in the morning looking into the mirror. You lost control of your diet a little bit. I know the weather's been bad. Maybe you haven't been out doing your cardio. Or you put your gym membership on hold, right? I understand it. I get it. But why are we waiting, people? What is stopping? What is really stopping us from being the best that we can possibly be, from making the changes that we need to make? Where is the sense of urgency? I remember watching Rocky III, and at this time, this is when Apollo Creed was training Rocky to prepare for his second fight against Clubber Lang. And I remember Rocky was training and he was just lethargic. He was just out of it, mentally just not in sync, not prepared to go to war, not prepared for the fight at all. And Apollo could notice it. And somewhere in the middle of the training, Rocky says to Apollo, "Hey, man, look, I'll do better tomorrow." And Apollo snaps at him. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. I've seen that film, I don't know how many times, just countless amounts of times. And every time I watch it, that scene lights a fire in me. There is no tomorrow. In other words, why are we putting off for tomorrow what can be done today? 86,400 seconds in a day. We don't need a new year for a new me. Just a new mindset that every waking moment is in an all-out assault on our day. Assault 24. All out assault, people. Now, as you're taking your time reflecting on your year, taking time with your family, enjoying time with your friends, enjoying your downtime, think about that, people. Start changing our mindset. Let's not wait for the new year. Let's not wait for the perfect situation, for the, you know, inclement weather and things of that nature for us to want to make the changes that we can really make on a day-to-day basis. There is no tomorrow. The only moment that is granted to us is the moment that we are currently within. We can't live in the past, can't look too far in the future. We have to be present in the now. I challenge you all to do the same. See you in 2019.